This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. Hello and welcome. I'm Natalie Pinchem. I'll be reading a summary of an article on the peripheral nerve published today. A systematic review of evaluation methods for neonatal brachial plexus palsy. A review article by Kate Wan-Chu Chung and colleagues. Neonatal brachial plexus palsy affects 2 per 1,000 live births in the United States. Current assessment methods used in the clinical care of children with neonatal brachial plexus palsy focus on physician-reported parameters, and few patient-reported methods are available. To provide recommendations for future assessment method usage and development, the authors systematically reviewed more than 2,800 published English articles from 1980 to 2012. They only included original articles with primary patient outcomes for data analysis. The evaluation methods were classified into four categories: classification, diagnostic, physical assessment, and functional outcome. The use of these methods was compared between surgical and medical providers. More than 100 different assessment methods have been reported for use with neonatal brachial plexus palsy. There was congruency in the use of classification, diagnostic, and physical assessment tools that represent body function and structure on the International Classification of Functioning. However, much disparity existed in the use of assessment methods that represent activity and participation in the International Classification of Functioning. Overall, only 5 of the more than 100 assessment methods are validated for neonatal brachial plexus palsy. The authors show disparities in the use of assessment methods and the current lack of valid evaluation methods. They suggest that practitioners should evaluate treatment efficacy in a consistent and comparative manner, in particular in the domain of activity and participation in the International Classification of Functioning. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. Comments on this podcast can be sent to JNSPodcast@thejns.org. Thank you.